This is DW News Live from Berlin. An entire hospital sealed off. Berlin's Humboldt Clinic is closed to outsiders after several patients and staff test positive for the more dangerous mutant strain of the coronavirus. Portugal's president set for a second term in office. The election was held under lockdown conditions as the government battles Europe's worst rates of COVID-19 deaths and infections. And in the Bundesliga, Bayern beat Schalke to extend their lead at the top of the table. All the goals, including this one from Robert Lewandowski, coming up. I'm Pablo Folilias. Thanks for joining us. Authorities in Germany have sealed off a hospital here in the capital, Berlin, after identifying cases of the more infectious variant of the coronavirus. No new patients are being admitted and staff can only travel to and from their homes. At least 20 positive tests have been recorded, but it's not clear how many involve the variant, which emerged in the UK last month.
The Humboldt Clinic in Berlin, where more than 1,500 staff and 400 patients are in quarantine. The hospital will not be admitting any new patients for at least a fortnight. It's not nice for the patients. They aren't allowed visitors. I'm sad. My daughter is inside. She's waiting for food and drinks, but I can't go in. It's the first clinic closure of its kind in Germany. It comes after 14 patients and 6 staff members tested positive for the highly contagious new COVID-19 strain that originated in the UK. Staff who tested negative can only travel between work and home, but testing of all patients and staff is ongoing. Today, the first results are starting to come in, and we are not optimistic. We hope to have a better overview of the situation in the coming hours and days, but we can already see that the number of cases is increasing. The Humboldt Clinic is considered exemplary. It is one of the only clinics in Berlin that has been testing for the mutation since the start of the year. It was only because we did a preliminary screening of positive tests that the new virus strain came to our attention and we could act accordingly to protect the population as well as our employees and patients. Despite their quick action, there is great concern that the new virus variant will still spread both in Berlin and the rest of Germany.
Well, Germany is imposing tougher restrictions on travellers from high-risk countries. Police have stepped up airport controls. All travellers now need to show a negative coronavirus test taken less than 48 hours before arrival in the country. Germany will also become the first country in the EU to use an experimental COVID-19 antibody treatment. The therapy is credited with helping former US President Donald Trump to recover. And the first nationwide curfew in the Netherlands since World War II has sparked widespread rioting. Trouble flared in the capital, Amsterdam, and the southern city of Eindhoven. Hundreds of protesters pelted police with rocks. Authorities hit back with tear gas and water cannon. At least 30 demonstrators were arrested. Thousands of rule breakers have also been fined. The curfew means residents must stay at home overnight. Well, journalist Michel Keres has been following the story in the Netherlands. We asked whether there is much support for the curfew.
Well, the demonstrations, you see, that's a marginal phenomenon, although it has been around ever since the beginning of the lockdown. So we've seen riots and protests since late spring, early summer. Overall, though, there's quite a bit of support for most lockdown measures. It was 77% support by the end of the year. The situation now is a bit more complicated because we have a caretaker government and the political debate is heating up, going into elections in March. So there's more debate and more restlessness, and people are disappointed that things are taking very long, that corona is not going away, and that the Netherlands is doing very bad with the vaccines.
That was journalist Michel Keres in Rotterdam. Well, let's take a look now at some more pandemic news from other parts of the world. Israel has announced a week-long ban on most incoming and outgoing flights. Exceptions will be made for freight and humanitarian flights. Despite success in rolling out vaccines, authorities are struggling to bring an outbreak of new variants of the coronavirus under control. New Zealand has reported its first coronavirus case outside a quarantine facility in more than 2 months. A woman who recently returned from Europe tested positive after being kept isolated. Health officials are investigating how she became infected. The European Union is warning vaccine manufacturers of possible legal consequences over delays in delivering doses. Drug-making partners BioNTech and Pfizer are blaming supply chain issues, while AstraZeneca says a production glitch will hamper supplies to the EU. Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa has been re-elected in a contest overshadowed by a devastating surge in COVID-19 cases. Exit polls showed de Sousa won around 60% of the vote, enough to avoid a runoff. The presidential post is largely ceremonial, but still influential. Portugal is battling the world's highest rate of new daily infections. A national lockdown has been in force for 10 days. Our correspondent, Jan Philip Schultz, is in Lisbon, and we asked him why the infection rate in Portugal is now so high.
It probably has several reasons. One of the most important reasons is that the new variant of the coronavirus coming from the United Kingdom is spreading very fast. There are also probably some after effects from the relaxation of measures during Christmas time, but all experts agree that it's mainly the new variant that is much more contagious that is causing the problems at the moment. And at the beginning, the government was quite relaxed with the measures, didn't take measures fast enough. The lockdown just started about a week ago, and new data suggests that already probably 30 to 40% of all new coronavirus cases involve the new variant from the UK here in Portugal.
DW correspondent Jan Philip Schultz reporting there in Lisbon. Moving on, and a migrant rescue ship carrying more than 370 people, including a one-month-old baby, has been given permission to dock in the Italian port of Augusta. On board the Ocean Viking are migrants from Guinea, Sudan and Sierra Leone. They were rescued at sea as they were trying to cross the Mediterranean. The ship had appealed to several governments to allow the migrants ashore. It's now due in Sicily early on Monday. 11 trapped workers have been rescued from a gold mine in China. They spent 2 weeks stuck 600 metres underground after an explosion. Hundreds of specialist rescuers battled to reach the miners. One other died earlier. A further 10 are still missing.
A breakthrough after 2 weeks of intense rescue efforts. This man grateful to be alive, his eyes shielded after he emerged from underground. He had the strength to walk, but others, like the first man to be freed, were too weak to stand. Boreholes were their lifelines. Vital supplies, including food, water, and medicine, were lowered to the miners. A psychologist also provided support. Responders made headway on Sunday after major blockages suddenly fell to the bottom of the shaft. The rescue operation happened faster than expected. After freeing all the trapped miners we were able to locate, we will now focus on searching for the other missing miners. The explosion happened in an air ventilator shaft on January 10th. On Sunday, rescuers were able to reach a man trapped alone 630 meters underground. The others, one of whom died, were found at 540 meters. 10 more people remain unaccounted for. Life detectors are being sent down to locate them. Managers at the mine have been detained for failing to report the blast for more than 24 hours. It's a dangerous line of work in China. Nearly 600 mining-related deaths were reported last year alone.
In the Bundesliga, league leaders Bayern Munich have improved their title hopes with a win against Schalke. The two sides, placed at opposite ends of the table, faced off on Sunday.
It's lonely at the bottom of the table, where Schalke sits stuck, and at the top, where Bayern had the chance to extend their lead after their two closest rivals both lost on Saturday. Schalke held the fort for 33 minutes when Bayern broke the deadlock. The hosts first left Joshua Kimmich and then Thomas Müller completely unmarked. After the break, the defending did not improve and Bayern got their second. Robert Lewandowski bundling in his 23rd goal of the season already. Once more, Kimmich was the provider, this time with a long-range pass to find the league's leading scorer. Kimmich then made it a hat-trick of assists, teeing up Thomas Müller for his second and Bayern's third. The reigning champions now have a comfortable 7-point cushion in first place, while Schalke only have 7 points in total and look ever more likely to go down.
Let's have a look now at the results from this weekend in the Bundesliga. And there's confirmation of Bayern's win against Schalke. The second-place team didn't fare as well, Leipzig losing to Mainz. Third-place Leverkusen lost to Wolfsburg. Frankfurt beat Bielefeld. Hertha Berlin fell to Bremen. On Friday, Gladbach beat Dortmund in a 6-goal thriller. And in Sunday's late game, Hoffenheim beat Cologne. And now let's take a look at the table at the end of match day 18. And Bayern have put more distance between themselves and second-placed Leipzig. Wolfsburg are now in a virtual dead heat with Leverkusen. Dortmund continue their drop, now to seventh place. Looking at the other half and at the very bottom, that's where you find Schalke with Mainz and Cologne just above. One of Germany's most controversial footballers, Mesut Özil, has signed with Turkish club Fenerbahce. Özil helped Germany win the World Cup in 2014, but quit the team in 2018 over claims of racism. Now he hopes to boost his career after being effectively exiled from his previous club, Arsenal, of the English Premier League.
A sight many in Turkey thought they would never see. Mesut Özil is a Fenerbahçe player. I'm very excited. I always supported Fenerbahçe. The move follows a turbulent few years for the 32-year-old, born in Germany with Turkish roots. The 2014 World Cup winner quit the Germany team after alleging racism when he was criticised for posing for a picture with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan was even the best man at Özil's wedding. Opponents say Erdogan is an authoritarian leader, but Özil has stood up for human rights in other parts of the world, having called out the Chinese government for their treatment of the Uyghur Muslims. At club level, Özil was gradually frozen out by Arsenal after the departure of coach Arsene Wenger in 2018. He's not played for the Londoners since March, after the Premier League club decided he was not enough of a team player, despite paying him €400,000 a week. Now Fenerbahçe have given him the chance to restart his career. A dream is coming true for me as well, not just for Fenerbahçe. I'm so excited to wear their jersey and hope that I will succeed with all my teammates. After all the controversy, Özil now wants his feet to do the talking. The details of his deal with Fenerbahçe are unclear, but for the first time he is now playing in his spiritual home, Turkey.
Major sporting venues across the United States are being transformed into large-scale COVID-19 vaccination centres. At this Major League Baseball stadium in Colorado, temporary structures are being set up in the parking lot where thousands will be vaccinated over the next week. And this speedway in North Carolina, usually a venue for NASCAR racing, is turning its parking lot into a large-scale clinic. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it has already administered more than 21 million COVID-19 vaccines so far in the U.S. While you're up to date with all the latest news coming up next, World Stories, the week in reports from me and the rest of the team here in